that kind of says a lot. You know, it's pretty amazing.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
The Trump administration recommending that bars, restaurants, movie theaters, gyms, and other businesses close because of the spread of coronavirus. In some states, governors are ordering such closings, such as in Maryland, where Governor Larry Hogan has ordered such businesses to close for at least the next few weeks, although that could change, according to Baltimore County Executive Johnny Olszewski.
This is a serious crisis that we need to take seriously, and so I think that there will be more adjustments made daily, if not hourly, as we continue to move forward into what's ahead.
The U.S. Senate's expected to take up a sweeping coronavirus relief bill that was approved by the U.S. House last week. In the meantime, the White House is hoping to send Congress an even larger economic stimulus bill because of the virus. The government saying this morning retail sales dropped last month by 0.5%, the biggest one-month decline since December 2018. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The very latest now on the cyber attack over the weekend. USA Radio's Tim Berg with comments from the Health and Human Services Secretary. Here's his report.
Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar is updating us on the weekend cyber attack at the Department of Health and Human Services.
Fortunately, we have extremely strong barriers. We had no penetration into our networks. We had no degradation of the functioning of our networks. We had no limitation of our capacity for people to telework.
Azar says it's not known who was behind the attack and notes the investigation is underway. I'm Tim Berg.
The maker of a movie about a global pandemic speaking out about the current coronavirus crisis. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the story now from Washington, D.C.
It's life imitating art.
Don't talk to anyone. Don't touch anyone. Stay away from other people.
The writer of the 2011 Matt Damon film Contagion says he doesn't find the current coronavirus pandemic very surprising. Scott Z. Burns telling Slate that when he wrote the movie about a virus that starts in Asia and spreads worldwide, he researched it heavily with the Centers for Disease Control. If anything, he says, he's surprised that the public is largely shocked by how similar the film is to what's happening right now. I'm Chris Barnes.
And taking a look at the final numbers on Wall Street, the Dow losing almost 3,000 points, the Nasdaq down 970 points, the S&P 500 down 325. For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
You're listening to the radio stations where Nevada comes to talk, and we want to hear what you have to say. Whatever's on your mind, public service announcements, lost dogs, whatever. Telephone us 775-293-1875 or on Facebook at facebook.com/Nevada Talk Network or by email NevadaTalkNet@gmail.com. NevadaTalkNet@gmail.com. And thanks for listening to the Nevada Talk Network, where Nevada comes to talk.
Let's taco about real food, real fast. Taco Time's Fish Taco is a mouth-watering blast. Real ocean cod tossed in a crunchy potato crust, cooked to golden perfection, wrapped in a home-style tortilla with shredded cheddar cheese, crispy crunchy cabbage, and sassy salsa fresca. We bring the awesome with our creamy lime and cilantro sauce. Now that's what I'm tacoing about. Try the Fish Taco at Taco Time, where real ingredients make better food.
Washington, D.C. It got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people, a lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's live and local now for a Tuesday as we continue to follow what's going on with the coronavirus, the Senate taking up the House's bill dealing with the coronavirus. We will get to the latest briefing from the president and the vice president and the White House Task Force on the coronavirus in just a few minutes. First, though, we want to check in with Congressman Mark Amaday, who joins us from our nation's capital. And Congressman, first of all, thanks for joining us. These are indeed troubling times, are they not?
You know, this will be those unique things. Kevin, I was born in 1958. When you look back at some of the stuff that's happened during your time on the surface of this planet, this will be one of those where you're like, hey, here's what I was doing when that was going on. So here's another one for the storybooks, huh?
Well, at 12:30 on Saturday morning, East Coast time, the House voted on the coronavirus funding. And first of all, are you satisfied that what the work product that you guys turned out early Saturday morning, that is going to answer at least some of the problems that we have?
Well, it's a start, Kevin. I mean, in this business, and especially in these circumstances, nobody will ever say mission accomplished. There'll need to be adjustments based on what's going on where and how things matriculate over the next 4, 8, 12 weeks, things like that. But it's like, hey, for a phase two part, when you're shifting more to economic issues as opposed to medical containment, research, that sort of stuff, supplies, issues, it's like, listen, it was a good start. I mean, you know, it certainly wasn't textbook in terms of we're going to have some committee hearings and there's going to be plenty of opportunities and stuff like that. So, I mean, it's not great that we needed an 87-page technical correction thing. But quite frankly, Kevin, it was all hands on deck. The administration was helped drafting it, too. Secretary Mnuchin's doing a good job, which is evidenced by the fact it's like, hey, we got to tweak some of this stuff. One of the eligibility things, to give you an example, is so we're trying to help everybody, and the words that ended up in the bill would have excluded 42 states, Kevin. It's like, yeah, probably need to fix that, you know?
And by the way, you've made some technical changes as it's going over to the United States Senate. Is that right?
Yeah, but here's the news this morning. It's not breaking news because it's a couple hours ago, but what the Senate's doing now is saying, hey, what if we put what was going to be the third bill for the first whack at economic stimulus for small, medium, and large employers, you know, everybody from Main Street to airlines to whatever, which is about an $850 billion whack, which is what the White House's ask is at the moment. Maybe they will combine that with number two, which was the Saturday morning thing that we just got done talking about, to kind of speed things along. Now, Kevin, you know and I know two things. One, in circumstances like this, guess what? Regardless of what your political stripes are, the federal government is the insurer of last resort when things happen that everybody has to deal with that are essentially through no fault of anybody's. Hurricanes, floods, you know, fires, you name it, tornadoes. And so guess what? Add pandemic to that list. So, you know, the challenge in this thing is this economically. Is to do a rescue bridge that gets us to the recovery part of it with as little damage as possible in terms of losing workforces, companies basically having to shut their doors and keep them shut. So if you want to look forward 6 months, 9 months to the recovery phase, then it's like, hey, we want people to be able to basically unlock the door, turn on the lights, and press on the gas and have a full tank.
Again, Congressman Mark Amenei joining us, and I stand corrected. He is not in Washington, I don't believe. You're back in district, are you not?
Correct. I'm back at high altitude, baby, where the air is fresh and clean.
What is your sense meeting with constituents? I don't know how much of that you're doing right now, but just the people you talk to, are they willing to ride this thing out?
Well, I mean, listen, I've been blessed with the people I've been talked to. I mean, there's always a few people that want to know where the latest toilet paper supply can be found. But, I mean, for the most part, the folks I'm meeting with, state, local, private industry folks, are focused on what are the issues we need to get through the next 4 weeks, the next 8 weeks, the next 12 weeks. So we've been in contact with everybody from the post office to the phone company to the power company, you know, public safety responders, county managers, city managers, the whole nine yards, as well as the White House to go, hey, here are some of the unique Nevada things that we need to take care of in terms of making sure that our retail and business infrastructure are not basically taken back down to zero and we have to rebuild from scratch when we're 6 or 7 months down the road.
One of the issues that faces families right now today where we live, and that is the fact that our kids are out of school. And the big question is, how are a lot of these kids, in particular the at-risk kids, going to be getting a hot meal, at least one hot meal a day, from their school? How are they going to do it if the schools are closed?
Well, quite frankly, they're going to do it however those site administrators and those school superintendents decide works best for their district and their site. And that's a perfect lead into, listen, this is not a time for political stripes to be, whatever. And I listened to the esteemed governor of New York for a while yesterday, but I couldn't disagree more in a one-size-fits-all thing. So it's like, guess what, Washoe County Superintendent? You figure out where that need is in your schools in the Truckee Meadows or in northern Washoe County, as well as the Clark County School District, because their response for Searchlight is going to be a little bit different than it is for North Las Vegas, than it is for Indian Springs, than it is for inner city Las Vegas, North Las Vegas, Henderson, stuff like that. So that's one of those things where I think it's the federal government's job to make sure that they have the resources to respond to this. But quite frankly, other than in a general sense, it's like that's what we're paying the superintendents and the site administrators for, and they should be allowed to run their sites and run their district in this sense. So, you know, one size doesn't fit all. There's a lot of options on the table. People are trending more and more towards, if somebody can hand you something out of a drive-through window, or in that case, maybe you open part of the school up for meal stuff under different circumstances where you can keep the distancing or whatever, or maybe you do meals on wheels for those folks temporarily for a while. It just depends on what the mission is in each respective district. It's not going to be the same in Humboldt County as it is in Carson City, for instance.
Reno is closing down as of 10 a.m. Mayor Sheevy is going to be doing that at 10 a.m. this morning. Are you happy that at least the governor, for his part, has said, I'm not going to close this state down entirely? Are you appreciative of the approach that the governor has taken to?
Well, let me say this, Kevin, because that's a good opportunity. And I put out on some radio spots that we're doing today. We're shifting off of Yucca Mountain. Not that that's not important, but I think people's attention's a little bit more on this. It's like, listen, kudos to the governor. Kudos to those city and county officials. Kudos to the state, to the county health departments and the state medical folks and those federally qualified health centers. So far, Kevin, these people are doing a good job. Now, you'll always have some armchair quarterbacking going on, but quite frankly, as information and situations change, then I want the governor to exercise that flexibility and what he thinks is right based on what's going on in the state, what his gaming control folks think in that area, what his health people think in that area. So for as far as Mayor Sheevy, it's like, hey, if that's what she thinks is the appropriate thing for her jurisdiction, then quite frankly, that's what her job is and she should do it.
Getting back to the kids and schools, I just got a press release from the USDA. The Secretary of Agriculture, Sonny Perdue, today announcing a collaboration with the Baylor Collaborative on Hunger and Poverty. McLean Goble, PepsiCo, and others to deliver nearly a million meals to students in a limited number of rural schools closed due to COVID-19. Is this something that might impact some of the rural school kids here in the state of Nevada? Might we benefit from this?
Well, sure it will, because we know that even though Nevada's, I don't know if it is presently, but as of a couple of years ago, it was the most urbanized state in the nation. You had between 85 and 87% of the population lived in western Nevada and the Truckee Meadows, Reno Sparks, Carson, and the rest in Clark County for Las Vegas, North Las Vegas, Boulder City, Henderson, that sort of stuff. So it kind of gets back to what we were talking about before, Kevin, was one size doesn't fit all. The rural challenge to keep students fed is going to be different than the urban challenge. So, you know, good news.
Let me ask you just overall your thoughts on the role of the state government, the role of the federal government. Is everybody doing what they're supposed to be doing right now?
Well, I'll tell you what. We hire governors to be governors and leaders in this situation. We elect mayors. We elect chairmen of county commissions. We elect them to be on-the-ground executive branch folks running their jurisdiction in good times and in bad. So, yeah, I like the fact that that's part of your job, and people are looking to you and your administrations and your fellow council and commission members for advice. And so far, I'll just tell you this. I think Nevada gets a pretty good on the initial reaction stuff. Now, we know, Kevin, that these things have a beginning, a middle, and an end. And so the numbers are going to go up before they go down. And so, you know, if that's what the mayor of Reno, for instance, thinks she needs to do, great. I wouldn't judge the mayor of Fallon by that. I wouldn't judge the mayor of Elko by that. And I won't judge the mayor of Boulder City by that. It's like, hey, your job is to know your jurisdiction better than anybody else. And so if that's what you think's right, we're going to go with that. You want to err on the side of caution? You know what? Can't criticize them for that. And I guess the reason why I'm a little more relaxed about these things, Kevin, is we don't expect this to be our life for the indeterminate future. We know from watching what's gone on in other countries that have dealt with this, you know, you've heard the stuff, well, we're 2 weeks behind Italy, and, you know, we're a month or 2 months behind China, blah, blah, blah. It's like, listen, in all those other places that are quote-unquote ahead of us, they have seen a beginning, a middle, and they're starting to see end stuff in the Far East right now. So, is it reasonable to expect that that will be our experience? Yes. Do we know what the actual time frames are? Not yet. You know what? The next 4 weeks will tell us a lot in terms of how much more we have to deal with. But I can't stress enough, if anybody thinks that when you hear that there's a case in Carlin or that there's a case somewhere, you know, back in the inner city somewhere, it's like, you're going to hear that. And that's why we're practicing, you know, the virus protocols that are appropriate for whatever your thing. I'm guessing that your radio station right now has people working from home. I'm just being wild speculative here. So for instance, in your industry, people are staying on the air, but they're doing it with a minimal number of people in the office environment. So, you know what? We'll get through it.
Let me ask you, one of the components of this is our hospitals and their ability to withstand the onslaught of people who do get sick. I was talking with Dr. Robin Titus yesterday. She says that in Lyon County, they have no ventilators. And if people need ventilators, they farm them out to Carson City or Reno. Should Lyon County, should they have ventilators on hand?
Well, should they have access to ventilators? Absolutely.
Yes.
Does it make sense for the people of Lyon County, a county with a population of whatever, with their healthcare facility that's Robin's main base of operation is the South Lyon Medical Center there in Yerington? Is their mission, I think their mission in context of, there's a lot of stuff that they get that they send either to Washoe Medical or Renown in Reno. They send it to where it goes. It does not make sense 99% of the time to have every medical facility basically armed, locked, and loaded for anything that may happen. And so, and as a matter of fact, the state... The state hospital regulations basically say, hey, we got certificates of need. You know, if you want to do this, that, or the other sort of thing, we want to make sure that we have that capability. But they've taken a look to more regional stuff. So to your question of, hey, should the South Lyon Medical Center or should the emergent care folks in Dayton or Fernley have ventilators? It's like no. They should be going to they'll go where everybody else in the region needs one. There's no lines drawn that say if you're a Lyon County person, you can't have access to whatever the emergency care is you need. That's why we only got one regional trauma center, and that happens to be at Renown. So, you know what? It's a management thing, but that gets back to farther down the line also, Kevin, in that it's like, listen, in terms of test kits and swabs and masks and all that other sort of stuff, that's one of the major things we're working on, is to make sure that those supplies continually ramp up. Now, I don't know if anybody will ever have as much as they think they need, but it's like, hey, we'll deal with it as situations come. We know we have to increase supplies now. They're working on that. As a matter of fact, that's one of our main things that we're working on in my office. But in terms of saying, hey, we basically have to have a whole bunch more acute care beds for right now, it's like, listen, that's why we basically take people, how old are you? What stage are you at? What are your comorbidities? If you're the folks at the highest risk thing, then guess what? You're going to get access to that ventilator, but it ain't going to be in Yerington, Nevada. It's probably going to be in Reno.
Final question. I need about a 30-second answer. The president is saying he is calling for big, bold economic stimulus package that might include $1,000 for every American. Do you favor these Andrew Yang-like, freedom dividends to every American? I need about a 30-second answer if you can do it.
Okay, I don't know that $1,000, handing everybody $1,000 is going to be the answer. I'll tell you this. I think it's possible to put a pencil to this stuff and say, if we spend $850 billion right now, in a 12-month turnaround, is that going to save us money from having to do all the unemployment stuff, all of the other medical-related stuff? If we have employers keeping their folks paid, even though they're not doing, and even though they're not at work, and keeping those benefits going, is that a better buy for the insurer of last resort than basically just letting it all fall down and deal with it down the road? And I think there's probably going to be a strong argument for we need to do this now, and guess what? It'll be cheaper for us in the long run.
Congressman, thanks so much for joining us. Stay safe, will you?
You too, big guy. Look forward to talking to you again.
All righty. That's Congressman Mark Amadei joining us live and local now.
Hi, this is Diamond and Silk. If you can see mountains in Nevada, listen to Kevin Wall on the Nevada Talk Network.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without a healthcare program. Sign up with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they are not insurance. That means you can sign up any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare has no network. You are free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, and providers. And there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycry and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycry has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
Dr. Cade Willis at the Ely Chiropractic Clinic is with us. How does managing pain through chiropractic care differ from medical care?
The difference is it's
We use our hands, we manipulate the spine, which means just introducing motion to segments that aren't moving correctly, doing some manual massage techniques to the muscles to help those relax. Other than muscle pain, there's very, very few side effects. So combining that with our exercise that we prescribe people when they go home, that's kind of the approach that we take. It's a little bit different than maybe anti-inflammatories and muscle relaxants and pain medications.
If you're tired of hurting, tired of pills, tired of the whole mess, give the folks a call. Dr. Jeffrey and Cade Willis at the Ely Chiropractic Clinic, 775-289-6800. By the way, they're now over one day a week over in Eureka. So if you have friends in Eureka, tell them to give them a call. 775-289-6800, 775-289-6800.
Listening to the radio, driving in your car.
Are you sick of a do-nothing Congress? I am. My name is Sam Peters, and I'm running to be your voice in Nevada's 4th Congressional District. Let me be frank. I'm not a career politician. I am a veteran who earned a Bronze Star in Afghanistan, and I'm a business owner. I don't want to nibble at the edges. I want to get things done. I'm running to get real results on securing our borders, reforming Congress, balancing the budget, all while keeping our economy thriving. Join me by going to sampetersforcongress.com. That's sampeters4congress.com. I approve this message.
Paid for by the committee to elect Sam Peters.
Let us know what's on your mind. Email nevadatalknet@gmail.com or call 775-293-1875.
We have got a big show. The president and the White House task force is briefing the nation. We will bring you highlights from yesterday's, and if there's anything that comes out of today's session, we'll bring that to you as well. Stick around. More to do as we continue. It is Tuesday. It is live and local now.
Where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again.
America's founders knew power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors, to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United State. Our states are independent sovereign powers who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-craved politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The latest on coronavirus in a moment, but breaking news for NFL fans. The New England Patriots quarterback for the past 20 years, Tom Brady, has said on Instagram today he's leaving that team. He did not say what team he's signing on with, but he did indicate he is leaving New England. Now to the latest on the coronavirus, as new guidelines from the White House Coronavirus Task Force are recommending that people stay away from any gathering of more than 10 people, and older people are especially warned as they're at increased risk of contracting the virus. Today was supposed to be primary balloting day in four states, Arizona, Florida, and Illinois are going forward, but Ohio is on the list as well. Now state officials have called off that primary because of concerns about the outbreak. And this is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy. Some uncle I never knew called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars. And they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-631-9241. 800-631-9241. That's 800-631-9241.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225. NMLS number 1136.
Let us know what's on your mind. Email NevadaTalkNet@gmail.com or call 775-293-1875.
Bill Clinton. Nice guy. Got a lot of problems coming up, in my opinion, with the famous island with Jeffrey Epstein. A lot of problems.
So good to have you with us. It's Live and Local now. Thanks to Mark Amadei for joining us from Northern Nevada. And, you know, this is a problem that is not going to go away anytime soon, although we are now 14 days away from the presidential guidelines maybe being relaxed, maybe being increased. We don't know. The president helped kick off today's briefing just less than an hour ago at the White House. Let's take you to the White House and the president.
Progress being made, and I appreciate you all joining us. Last night, the FDA announced groundbreaking new policies to further increase testing, very substantially so. All states can now authorize tests developed and used within their borders in addition to the FDA. So the states are very much involved. They have been involved from the beginning, but we're stepping it up as much as we can. And the testing procedures are going well. And within a short period of time, all of the private labs will kick in. This has never been done before. and it's going to be something very, I think it's going to be incredible if it's done properly. And these are great companies. These are among the greatest companies in the world, actually. So the state's going to be dealing through themselves and with local government, local physicians, local everybody. They're also dealing with us. But we have a tremendous testing capacity. Today, we're also announcing a dramatic expansion of our Medicare telehealth services. Medicare patients can now visit any doctor by phone or video conference at no additional cost, including with commonly used services like FaceTime and Skype, a historic breakthrough. This has not been done before either. In addition, states have the authority to cover telehealth services for their medical patients. And by doing this, the patient is not seeing the doctor per se, but they're seeing the doctor, so there's no getting close. During this time, we will not enforce applicable HIPAA penalties so that doctors can greatly expand care for their patients using telehealth, so the penalties won't be enforced. We encourage everyone to maximize use of telehealth to limit exposure to the virus. It's been a very successful method of communication, but never used on a scale like we're going to use at telehealth. And you'll be able to also better maintain hospital capacity by doing this. Earlier this morning, I spoke with executives from America's fast food industry, Wendy's, McDonald's, all of the big ones, Burger King, and they were great. We're talking about the pickups in light of yesterday's guidance you heard. To avoid eating or drinking at bars, restaurants, or public food courts, we discussed the important role that the drive-through pickup and delivery service can play in the weeks ahead. So that's happening, and they have been fantastic. They have been absolutely fantastic, and they've been doing it already, but they're keeping it open. And smaller staffs, very capable people and very capable companies, and they're doing it, pickups. Our guidance yesterday urges Americans to take action for 15 days to help stem the outbreak. So it's a 15-day period. I guess now would say it's a 14-day period. It's 15 days from yesterday, and we're asking everyone to work at home if possible, postpone unnecessary travel, and limit social gatherings to no more than 10 people. By making shared sacrifices and temporary changes, we can protect the health of our people. And we can protect our economy, because I think our economy will come back very rapidly. So it's 15 days from yesterday. We'll see what happens after that. If we do this right, our country and the world, frankly, but our country can be rolling again pretty quickly, pretty quickly. We have to fight that invisible enemy that I guess unknown, but we're getting to know it a lot better. Today, the Senate has taken up coronavirus legislation that includes free testing for those who need it, as well as paid sick leave and family medical leave for workers affected by the virus. We're also committed to getting small businesses the support that they need. In fact, one of the things we talked about with the fast food operations, we spoke to the chairman and CEOs of all of the companies, but one of the things we discussed is exactly that, getting small businesses support and flexibility that they need for themselves and for their workers, and that's being worked on right now. At my direction, Secretary Mnuchin is meeting today with senators on additional stimulus packages. I can tell you he was meeting with them late until the night last night and for a big part of the day yesterday, and tremendous things are happening. There's great spirit, tremendous spirit, and I can say that for Republicans and Democrats. I can say that with respect to Governor Cuomo, we had a great talk this morning. We're both doing a really good job, and we're coordinating it. And we agree, you know, different states need different things, and we agree on that 100%. But we had a very good talk, and I think we're right down the same track, and it's going to be very successful. New York has a pretty big problem, I guess, would be the number one hot spot. It's no fault of anybody's. It's just the way it is. But we're working very closely together. We're also getting FEMA very much involved. They've been involved, but now we're getting them to a different level. And we'll have everything ready. We're dealing with the Army Corps of Engineers, should that be necessary. We have them working in some cases, on standby in other cases. But my conversation with Andrew Cuomo was a very, very productive one and a very good one. I appreciate that. We're giving relief to affected industries and small businesses, and we're ensuring that we emerge from this challenge with the prosperous and growing economy, because that's what's going to happen. It's going to pop. One day we'll be standing possibly up here. We'll say, well, we won. And we're going to say that. Sure as you're sitting there, we're going to say that. And we're going to win. And I think we're going to win faster than people think, I hope. Later today, I'll meet with the leaders from the tourism industry, as well as industrial supply retailers and wholesalers, to discuss their critical roles. As you know, I met with the department store people, all of the retailers, the big ones, including Walmart and others. And it was a great meeting. They're stocking up their stores like they've never stocked them before. We're trying to get people to actually buy less, if that's possible, buy less. Don't take everything, just buy what you need for a while. They're going to stay open all hours of the day, and they've been fantastic. We're taking aggressive action now as one nation and one family so that America can rebound stronger, frankly, stronger than ever before. And we recognize that while many American workers can work from home, many others cannot. Many of our healthcare providers, first responders, and men and women in the food service and manufacturing are showing that they're showing up and standing up to provide us with the goods and services we need. So we want people to stay home where they can, but in many cases, when you talk about food service and manufacturing certain items in particular, they're going in and they're practicing all of the safety rules and regulations that we talk about. So with that, I'd like to just introduce our Trade Vice President Mike Pence. He'll say a few words, and then I'll make some other introductions. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. President, and good morning. It should be very clear to the American people that President Trump has initiated not only a whole-of-government approach, but a whole-of-America approach. And the President's interaction even today and through the course of this day with leaders in industry around the country reflects that we're not only bringing the full weight of the federal government to bear, but the full weight of the American economy. And I know I speak on behalf of the President when I say how inspired we are at the way the American people have stepped up and the way that American businesses, large and small, have stepped up. It's truly been inspiring. Our task force met this morning. We continue to focus on President Trump's priorities of testing, prevention, and supplies. And in that category, I'm pleased to report that while testing is available in all 50 states, as the President just indicated, through the swift action of the FDA at the encouragement of governors around the country, now state health authorities can authorize labs in their state and expand existing testing capabilities. But also in connection with the FDA's action, which you'll hear more about in a moment, we now have continued to expand the public and private partnership that the President forged with vast commercial laboratories around the country, increasing access to the high-volume, high-throughput coronavirus testing that is greatly expanding access even as we speak. Also, our task force received a report this morning on the progress that the U.S. Public Health Service and FEMA are making, working closely with state governments, and also partners in the private sector like CVS, Target, Walgreens, and Walmart, to expand remote testing sites around the country, and we'll have a full report later this week as those come online. It's important the American people understand that testing is happening all over the country, but all of our health experts wanted me to tell the American people, you don't need the results of testing to know what you should do. And President Trump's 15-day coronavirus guidelines our advice for every American in every community. They're the result of the best guidance of CDC and our health experts. And as the President said, we continue to urge every American over the next 15 days to put into practice the principles in the President's coronavirus guidelines. By every American practicing these principles, we believe that we can slow the spread of the coronavirus. In fact, our experts have told our task force that if every American acts on the President's coronavirus guidelines, we could see a substantial reduction in the spread of the coronavirus. But as the President said, it will take all of us to do it. So if you feel sick, stay home. If someone in your house tests positive, keep the entire household home. Especially if you're a person with an underlying health condition, we urge you to stay home and practice social distancing from people. No social gatherings of more than 10 people. Use drive-through, as the president discussed with leaders in the industry today, and every American, especially practicing common sense and good hygiene. For the American people as a whole, the risk of serious illness remains low, but we're asking every American to partner with us in this effort to slow the spread of the virus and especially to be mindful of seniors or others with serious underlying health conditions for whom the threat of the coronavirus can be very significant and very real.
There you have it, the Vice President of the United States, just less than an hour ago at the White House. This hour of Live and Local Now brought to you by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable health care option that allows you to enroll any time of the year, even today, even right now. Just $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and $529 for a family. That's mom and dad and all the kids. Call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or check it out on your smartphone right now, libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. I'm Kevin Wall. The program is Live and Local Now.
Where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again. The official radio stations of the Vegas Golden Knights.
I'm Byron Bergeron, and I'm a lawyer. Now, I know that people don't like lawyers, but think of it like this. I'm here to level the playing field so you get a fair shake. Let me give you an example. You get into a wreck. Your insurance company wants you to think it represents you and its priority is your best interest. You know, good hands. The truth is, its priority is its checkbook and its shareholders. If it's to their advantage, they will throw you under the bus so fast you'll think the mayhem guy in the TV commercial is driving. I have only one client, you. And I can keep these companies in line because I have only one shareholder to answer to, me. I answer my own phone. I return my own phone calls. And other than my wife and two babies, the most important people in the world are my clients. 775-229-3736. 775-229-3736. When you need the field leveled so you can get a fair shake, call me.
For years now, you've heard me talking about Real Water. Hey, Kevin Wall here. I just can't get over the clean, smooth taste and how great it makes me feel. I won't drink anything else. But there's more than just great taste to Real Water. There's real science behind why it's so good. It's infused with negative ions, which basically means it has a bunch of extra electrons. You see, those negative ions help you hydrate on a cellular level and provide a powerful antioxidant effect. I told my friends Brent and Amy, the owners of Real Water, that I wanted to offer my listeners a special on Real Water, and they agreed. So here's the deal. Go to Amazon and search Real Water. It's the blue rectangular bottle that says Real Water. Add it to your cart, and when you proceed to checkout, there'll be a coupon section. Put in 10WALL. That's the number 10WALL, all caps, no spaces, and you'll receive a 10% discount. It doesn't get much better than that. Great tasting Real Water with all its beneficial properties delivered right to your door. I know you'll love it. Trust me, you will taste and feel this difference.
Thanks for listening to Nevada Talk Network, where Nevada comes to talk. Our programming originates from the beautiful Georgetown Ranch in Ely, Nevada, over KELY AM 1230. For over 70 years, the news source for White Pine County. In Sparks, Reno, and Carson City, you're listening to KNNR 1400 AM. In Battle Mountain, you're listening to KNNT 98.5 FM. In Hawthorne, Nevada, you're hearing us on KAVB 98.7 FM. In Fallon, you're listening to KNVR 102.5 FM. In the Amargosa Valley, you're hearing us over KPKK 101.1 FM. And in Pahrump, you're listening to us on KPVM Television, channel 25.6. Thanks for listening to the Nevada Talk Network, where Nevada comes to talk.
Are payday loans ruining your life? Do you want control over your money again? If you have two or more payday loan cash advances, listen closely. You may be eligible for a program payday loan companies don't want you to know about. a program that may help get aggressive and unfair payday loan companies out of your bank account and get you back on track to financial freedom. Payday loan companies may trap you into paying outrageously high interest rates, and they take way too much of your hard-earned money every week. We understand their tactics and know how to keep them off your back. We'll fight hard to help you regain control of your money. If you have two or more payday loan cash advances, call right now for a free consultation.
800-380-4429. 800-380-4429. 800-380-4429. That's 800-380-4429.
Let us know what's on your mind. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/NevadaTalkNet, or visit our website, nvtalk.com.
And a happy St. Patrick's Day to one and all. Doesn't feel much like St. Patrick's Day, does it? I've got some green in my golf shirt. Wyatt's got some green on. I think that's green. I think I'm legally colorblind. How would I know? Anyway, great to have you with us on this St. Patrick's Day 2020. We'll always remember this one. This was the one where we shut down everything. This hour of Live and Local Now brought to you by the MultiCare Group. If employee retention is important to your business, regardless of size, call my friend Pat Casal at the MultiCare Group. You can call him right now, no matter where you live across the state. Ask about high-quality group health insurance plans. That's 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449. Mayor Hillary Scheibe announced earlier that the city of Reno is going to be shutting down as of 10 a.m. about 7 minutes from now. Here were her comments. Okay, apparently we do not have Mayor Hillary Scheibe. And her comments, we'll try and get them for you before we leave you in this segment. But for some reason, we just don't have them. Let me go to the audio sound bites, because I want you to hear. And I think this is so important. Laura Ingraham looked past the current coronavirus pandemic to the next one. This is cut 8, and this is Laura Ingraham. Here we go.
Or anything for that matter that occurs in another country should not be allowed to collapse our economy and completely upend our way of life. The freedoms guaranteed under our Constitution cannot be gutted every time any country acts negligently or recklessly, including a country like China. Now, what if this virus or another one pops up again in the fall? Are we all going to be told to shelter in place for another long period of time, 15 days, maybe a month next time? And does that mean we're going to close public schools again, all schools? And then will we see grocery store panic buying resume? Citywide curfews, delayed elections? If this becomes the new normal after we deal with this virus and we have to deal with this now, well, we'll cease to be the America that we know and love. There are the obvious short-term lessons like washing your hands, wiping down your bags, and no coughing in other people's faces. We should have already known that, but apparently we didn't know that, and we now know it now. But if we don't learn the right long-term lessons, well, we could just face a recurring cycle of misery and shutdowns when something happens that's really bad in another country. Here are a few of the important lessons to prevent this nightmare from happening again. This goes far beyond the get tough China policy approach of this administration. We need to move to get into a real approach to China. For 2 decades, I've been on TV and in the print media with only a handful of others, by the way, warning about the dangers of globalization to our workers, to our core industries, and our national security. Well, now our national health is on the line too with globalization. Well, what did they call us back then? They called us isolationists. I say it's better to be called an isolationist than to be forced to isolate at home. Last week, Chinese officials hinted that they could cut off all antibiotics to the United States. Last week, European countries began banning exports of key medical supplies used to combat COVID-19. Smart nations know in emergencies that they need to protect their own first. The Chinese people live under an evil regime, and it seeks world domination. We cannot and should not trade away our lives and our livelihood in reliance on them. So that means we have to do whatever it takes to bring back our manufacturing of medicines, drugs, and other key technologies to the United States of America. Made in America, you bet. My mom used to say it. We need more made in America back in the 1970s. And boy, do we need that kind of wisdom and common sense now.
That's Laura Ingraham last night on the Ingraham Angle. I think what she said is spot on. Because I worry about the next coronavirus outbreak and what kind of freedoms we're going to end up giving up. There's something wrong about these governors. And North Carolina, I think, was the last one to close the bars and all of that stuff. People will be responsible. I think the bulk of us will be responsible. And I don't know. There's something right. I'm glad that Governor Sisolak has withstood the pressure and kept the bars and the restaurants and that open. Although, if you notice, McDonald's. I went to McDonald's this morning, and I always do their drive-thru. And I did their drive-thru, and I noticed signs saying that drive-thru only. Nobody can sit inside a McDonald's nationwide and enjoy the food there. You got to either take it to go or drive through. Either way. Stick around. Coming up, Tommy White, Labor's Union 872. Are they still at work building the Allegiant Stadium? We'll get to that. And a whole lot more coming up live and local now.
It may not require